Hey guys, welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. Now, what started off as a really horrific week with that rain and wind and big seas turned out to be actually quite spectacular. Guys, as we know, after these big storms and heavy seas, the fishing is always much better, and we were hoping that Westerly would come through to flatten the seas and clear out that murky water, and boy, it did, and the fishing is looking absolutely fantastic. We have got Thursday afternoon, we've got Friday, we've got Saturday with a bit of overcast and slight rain, same with Sunday, but guys, with that conditions, the bronze bream and the stumpies are definitely going to be on the bites. As for the Durban Harbour, well, that is absolutely cooking right now. On your offshore side, guys did go out on those big seas and boy, were they rewarded. So guys, we're going to get into all of this in this week's show. We're going to get into it in great detail. We're going to hear all about it from our reporters. But before we do, as always, here's a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. And these are the stores that are ready for you.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, make sure to make your way down to the Kingfisher. It is going to be a great season ahead. The inedible action is here. So go in there, get your advice from the guys, you listen to what they have to say. They are going to definitely rig you up to get those rods bending. Now let's get into the show. Starting off with our South Coast guru, Adam, who's got a great report of what's been happening prior to the rains that came through on Monday and Tuesday. However, he does have a fairly decent prediction of what to expect over this weekend. And if you want to check out the catches that Adam is talking about, well, go and check out our YouTube channel. Guys, there were some incredible footage of what happened down on the lower South Coast with some beautiful size gary coming out. But I'm going to leave Adam to tell you all about it. So here is Adam from the lower South Coast.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I trust that all is well in the fishing community. As always, I hope everyone's been safe after these massive amounts of rain, waves, wind, and everything that we've been having down on the lower coast. So things were exceptionally good the last few weeks and days prior to this bad weather we've had, unfortunately, Vinesh, but things were exceptionally good. I mean, we're talking about garrick and cob and chalyun, copious amounts of chalyun, to the point that I've never even realized that we'd get that many down on the lower south coast of KZN. I mean, it's absolutely insane. Bronze bream, 50 centimeters and plus, and not just one. I'm talking a lot of them. Huge blacktails. We've even got a few Natal stumpnose coming out, which we don't get that often down here, and it used to be a really predominant fish this side, so good to see those fish back again. I kind of suspect it's to do with all those massive waves we had not so long ago, just really opening and clearing all the inshore reefs, if you want to call it. So really good to see that again. And I mean bronzies, I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. But you know, saying that, I mean, they've been getting a consistent amount of garrick at the sandspit area. You know, well done, my bro. You know, he's been putting in so much effort in there, and he's really been rewarded with that. So well done again, Naven. We've got Raylan with a gas bottle size of a garrick and also a decent size brusher. And Stompy with a lot of lacquer size bronze bream. So again, well done on a lot of those releases, guys. But you know, Vinesh, it's just been insane the amount of decent rock fishing that's happening. And even game fish. You know, there's been a black tip and a few sharks here and there, you know, a couple of greys, a couple of sandies, and a few flatfish. So even that's been good for the guys that aren't targeting your, you know, rockfish species or game fish species. So things have been really good. Even down to Port St. John's, I mean, we've got Ahmed with a huge amount of grunter and a lot of them released. So well done there, Ahmed. Just absolutely good to see the fishing really sort of hitting it off and getting to a place of being stable, if that's the word you want to use. But, you know, after all these rains, our water down the local south coast is just literally mud. It's mud, Vinesh. You know, you might find a patch of clean water here and there that maybe you can throw a bait, whether it be prawn or choco or sards, and hope for a bite. But when it's like this and the conditions, the way they've been, it's probably going to be a crayfish or a barbel or an eel, something you really don't want to deal with. So that being said, moving over to the weather for the upcoming weekend, it's not looking too good, however, guys. So I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news, but Friday, a northeast will blow for the whole day, gusting up to 40 k's per hour plus. Saturday, it does swing to a southwest right through to Sunday, with the gust picking up and dropping throughout the day. So again, I'm not too sure if it's going to clean things up down on the lower coast. The swell is still nasty though, at around 2.5 meters, and after the rains and the big seas, it hasn't dropped down at all. The wave periods are okay though, with 9-second gap, but with all this brown water around, I don't think it'll make much of a difference. Plus, they are predicting more rain, so I don't know what it's going to be doing for this weekend, Vinesh. It's kind of a 50-50. It might be good fishing, it might not be. You know, as we know, on the lower coast, a west generally makes things a bit clean, flattens the sea a bit, you know, and tidies up those gullies with the sand. But I don't know, at this stage in life, you know, I think it's more just a gamble. And I think we really need to revert back to basics. Lick your fingers, stick it out a window and hope for the best. But otherwise, guys, maybe head through to a local dam if you've got access to them. You know, the weather's not going to be too great. If that rain does come through, dam fishing might be something you want to do, because I don't think you're going to be able to fish. I mean, with these sea swells so big at the moment, it's just definitely not working out, unfortunately. But otherwise, Vinesh and everybody else, I hope you have an awesome weekend. Tight lines, and let's see those catches. Take care.
Thank you, Adam. Another good, honest report coming out of the lower south coast. Now, at the time of this report, well, it was on Wednesday evening, and Adam was crossing his fingers for that west to come through, because if it didn't, well, it wasn't looking very promising. But this afternoon, well, I'm recording this podcast on Thursday afternoon or Thursday evening, and the westerly wind did come through, and there are anglers out there already, and they are enjoying some spoils. So guys, prior to that, as Adam was saying, it was absolutely fantastic, and it will be fantastic this weekend, so make sure to get out there. Now let's move on down to Warner Beach and Amanzimtoti, where we are with Gary from the Kingfisher, and this is his report of what's been going on over this past week.
Evening, chaps. It's Gary from Kingfisher Warner Beach. Good evening to you. That easily off the sea yesterday, gee, whipped the sea up, eh? And rain, we had the last 2 days, we had about 93, 94 mils, nearly 4 inches. The river's going again, and Uncle Master's come down, I see, brown along this way, the southerly today. Yeah, there were some garrick and a couple of those big shad around. But I will have to see the next chapter for the sea, for the year. But once the sea settles again, yeah, let's see what happens in the week ahead. And tight lines to you all.
Thank you, Gary. Yes, well, the things are looking quite good for this weekend, so nothing to worry about, my friend. Things have shaped up. So, guys, as Gary was saying, there are some big shad coming out. Adam, after sending me this report, was also telling me about some really big shad, where they were averaging like 4 kilos. So guys, there are a lot of shad out there, but it is close season, so you cannot help but catch that shad. Well, you can help it if you are putting a shad trace on, that they, you shouldn't be doing. But if you do happen to hook onto a shad, well guys, be responsible and put him back. Now, I am glad to report the feedback that I've been getting, that there are quite a few responsible anglers out there. Yes, they're enjoying the catch, but they are putting them back, so that's always good to hear. Now let's get on to Durban, where things were looking absolutely amazing on all fronts. Whether you are fishing offshore, rock and surf, or in the harbor, there were rods bending. Now we're gonna leave Mike V and Brad Krubler to tell us all about it.
How's the bite? Yes, there were some lovely edibles around the weekend until the very heavy rains arrived. The guys didn't enjoy being there, so they all ran away. Yeah, there were some lovely edibles. Some big stumpies have been caught, big grunter, some big shad on live bait meant for garrick and things like that. but the Oaks did get some very nice bites. There's a couple of grey sharks down with the odd diamond. I'm hoping that with these rivers flooding out and all that stuff, the edibles will come on the bite even better. Most of the time after a good heavy rain, like especially the first one, we do get a good the good rock and surf run. So it'll be quite interesting to see what happens at the time. On the paddle skis and ski boat side, Daga and Kilbeck have been the man of the game on the bottoms. On the trawl, the guys are still getting some good garrick. They're getting some lovely snook. Kuta's a little bit quiet. Tunny's a little bit quiet. Yeah, so the oaks that are putting in the hours are getting some very good bites. The bottoms, rock cod, slingers, your normal stuff, no hassle. The guys are getting the bits and pieces that they're looking for. In the bay, the guys are getting some lovely grunge again. Absolutely stunning grunge. Good rocks, couple of rock salmon have come out. Some kingies have been around, snapper salmon as well, all good sizes. So the bay has been producing very nicely. Again, the bay generally starts to fire better after the first bit of rain. So let the bay settle down, let all the silt and that come to the bottom. Let's see if that kicks anything off for us. Thanks, bud.
Good day, guys. Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Guys, there's not much to report about this week. The weather from our side has been quite atrocious here with gale force winds, heavy rains, and huge, huge seas. But the few days that when the guys did get out, there were still some garrick around. But yeah, guys, in the harbour side, there's still some nice cob and some grunters coming out. But as I say, guys, hopefully the weather improves for next week. And yeah, so we'll speak to you again next time.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Well, it seems as though since the time of this report, the weather gods were in our favor. Now, yesterday, I have recorded the YouTube and TikTok versions of the show. And in between that recording, I got a call from my friends at the Umhlanga Skibo Club, where they have been having an absolute blast with the Kilbeck and Daga salmon that's coming out. So the bottom fishing has been quite rewarding. And as Brad was saying, when the conditions are right, there has been a fair amount of garrick still out and about. Now, moving on up to the North Coast, we are with Jesse from the Kingfisher, and this is his report of what's been going on, even though he has been away for the past week.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right. It's going to be a bit of a quick report this week. I've been on leave for a week. I haven't really heard too much. I don't know what's happening in most of the areas. I've heard one or two stories. I've seen on Facebook one or two things happening, but for the most part, a lot of the report that I compile every week is based on the guys coming into the shop and me having a chat to them, finding out what's happening. They show me photos, they show me pictures of whatever they've been doing, whatever they've been catching, and then I compile a report based on that, and that's the majority of it. I then check on Facebook. I take a look at what the guys are doing, and then I just basically get a general idea, and that's what makes the report possible every week. So when I go away on a fishing trip or whatever, and I don't get much feedback from the guys, I might get one or two guys sending me a photo or two. I might see on Facebook or whatever the case may be, and then I can report back on that. But this week I've been in an area where there's hardly any signal. I haven't been on Facebook much. I haven't chatted too many guys. It's just been a bit of a quiet one. But from what I can see, the fishing over the last week hasn't been great. I think the weather does play a big role in it. And we've had a lot of rain, an absolute ton of rain. Certain areas are flooding. And it doesn't make it easy for anybody when it's like that. The only time you are going to get some decent fishing in the rain is when the river mouth's open, and you're going to get the guys targeting the cob at the mouth. And then after the rains come down and the water cleans up a little bit, the water goes from brown to green. What happens is that certain things like the snook turn on really well at the river mouths and stuff like that. But it's too soon for that. We've had rain all the way up until this morning. I mean, I'm standing here looking out the window, and it's the first morning that we've had sun in quite some time now. So I think onwards and upwards from here, we are going to get some decent weather coming through. We can expect this time of the year, obviously, but just doesn't make it easy for us that want to go out there and really capitalize on the fishing that we're supposed to be having this time of the year. So having said that, I saw a couple of stumpies that the guys had caught, mainly in the Salt Rock area. The bronze bream, as we've been talking about in the last couple of weeks, are starting to come through in a more dominating form. We see that most of the catches are made up of bronze bream now. And if we take a look at the species that came out in the last week, it corresponds with the weather. Stumpies, brusher, bronze bream, they all love rough seas. They all love white working water and westerly winds. So I wasn't surprised when I saw those photos. It is kind of expected. From the boats, the guys haven't managed to get out a heck of a lot, but when they did, I saw a couple of decent fish on the bottom. I saw one or two queenfish again, same as last week. One or two snook and a couple of garrick, and that is basically it for that. The one thing that I can report back on, because I've been involved in it myself, is the bass fishing. It's with the weather we've been having, and I've been fishing it up in Pietermaritzburg. The weather that we've had, it was incredibly hot over the last couple of weeks, and it's now dropped down. I mean, when I was there over the last week, when I wake up in the morning and get out of bed and start packing the boat and all of that, standing outside there between 6 and 8 degrees for kind of like middle of October, it's crazy. The weather really did throw it off a little bit. So you'll see that the guys fishing, like the juniors fished Albert Falls, they did fairly decently, but nothing spectacular. The dams I'm fishing as well really struggled with some size fish. But quantity, no shortage there whatsoever. There are thousands of fish. The one thing that I did notice as well, there are a lot of small bass in the shallows, the spawned bass. And interesting as well, I saw some really good numbers of baby tilapia in the shallows. So depending on where you are, there's a possibility that your tilapia have already started to spawn. And obviously according to the species as well, some of them tend to spawn a little bit earlier, some spawn a little bit later. The tilapia that I saw in the shallows were flaker, or what most people commonly know as banded tilapia. So yeah, excellent news. It changes things up a little bit. It does two things. It would generally change the color of your lure and the type of the lure, and sometimes where you fish them as well. But what's quite nice about this, when the bait fish spawn happens, it's a lot easier to isolate those fish. You can find, you know where they're going to be, you know what color they're feeding on and what profile they're feeding on. This time of the year, you normally start off with a much smaller profile lure because all of the bait fish currently are only 1 centimeter to 2 centimeters long. So, really speaking, you're going to have a lot of fun in the shallows with smaller fish. In the late afternoons, when the water temperature heats up and the fish are feeding on the surface, going into the evening, the bigger poppers and frogs do tend to work as well. I caught a ton of fish on a hollow-bodied frog. A Dawa D popper is an incredible profile for these fish. They're a little bit thinner than most of your frogs, so the profile is very much that of a small bass. And as most of you know, the hollow-bodied frogs, they are essentially frogs, but they don't only imitate a frog, they imitate everything. They imitate a baby bird on the surface, they imitate a fish that's dying on the surface, a frog, you name it, it could be absolutely anything. So I find that the variations within the frogs are very important. Your profile that you choose would affect the outcome, it would affect your catches. So for example, if you're going to be fishing for fish in an area where there are a ton of frogs, you can go with a slightly smaller, slightly rounder pattern frog. If you're going to be fishing in an area where there are a lot of lizards or snakes or whatever the case may be, the longer, slender profiled frogs normally do a little bit better. You can mix it up a little bit like that. So yeah, just just a little bit of a tip there. Maybe you can expand on your frog selection and let it benefit your fishing. Guys, that's about all I've got for this week. Hopefully next week we hear some more, and then we've got some more news for you guys. Thanks so much. Have a good one.
Thank you, Jesse. Another good report, my friend, especially when it comes to that tips and that knowledge you share. So, guys, as Jesse is saying, it has been rather quiet on the North Coast. We all know this. The weather wasn't all that good, but at least there is the bass fishing. Now, he is not the only one talking about the bass. I've got my friend Martin, who's done some bass fishing over this weekend. They were rewarded on Sunday afternoon. And, yeah, speaking of Martin, this was his last report from Umshlali.
Good day, Vinesh. Just glad the rain has stopped. Yeah, unfortunately, it's been very quiet in Umshlali, Belito, the Salt Rock area. I think everyone was a bit scared to get wet. It's a very quiet one from our side, so enjoy the rest of your day. We'll chat to you later. Cheers, eh?
Thank you, Martin. Yeah, it seems to be the case throughout the whole of the North Coast. It has been really quiet all over the place. Not much to report on because there were just no anglers out. However, in Stanger, my buddy Sufika from Duguza told me about a decent blackfin that was landed off Blythedale, as well as three other garrick on Saturday and Sunday morning, and a copper bream was coming out in between. But that was prior to this difficult fishing conditions over the course of this week, and yeah, no reports since then. And that seems to have been the case throughout the rest of the area. Moving up to Richards Bay, same story. Good fishing over the weekend, went bad over the course of the week. Same for St. Lucia. Really nothing much going on. However, like we said at the start of the show, after these storms, the fishing has always been amazing. And with the west that has come through and the conditions looking in our favor again, well, boys, get ready for what we've had prior to Monday and Tuesday's rain. Now let's move on up to the Midlands. We are talking freshwater with Jan. And Jan is talking about some incredible bass that has been caught. But he's also talking about a whale. Guys, 7 kilo trout. That blew my mind. If you want to see this fish, go and check out our YouTube video. Jan has sent through the footage of these. He's got footage of scalies. He's got footage of some beautiful sized bass. But I was jaw dropped when I saw this trout. I have not seen a trout this size before. And as soon as I saw it, I had to text Jan back, is this real? Is this Photoshop? Because there is no way a trout can be this big. And, well, it is. And Jan is going to tell us all about it. So, guys, here is Jan from the Kingfisher, Pietermaritzburg.
So, after my forecast of good weather last week, they say predictions become clear with hindsight. But the problem with hindsight is overestimating one's ability to predict an outcome which cannot possibly be predicted in the first place. One thing we do know is that the weather is a fickle animal, and just when you think you have a finger on it, it goes in the opposite direction. And that is exactly what happened to the quote-unquote balmy summer days forecast of last week. The upside, and there's always an upside they say, is that the Midlands received a good sprinkling over the couple of days of last week. Reports indicate that anything between 30 to 60 mils was received, with the higher falls closer to the berg. This most certainly gave the system a charge, and no doubt the rivers are singing with joy. With a distinct winter chill from snow, and yes, you heard that correct, snow on the berg this week, we shall refrain from making any forecasts for the week ahead. But to note that I'm looking forward to making a first, albeit very late, foray to a trout stream very soon. With the inclement weather, only a single return was received from the Natal Fly Fishers Club River Anglers. And the return was a rather sorry mention of a bad timing venture to the Mgani River in the Dargle Valley shortly after the first of the rains, which were some 15 to 20 mils. The river had already come up as a result, but not enough then, that is, for a flush, and was rather dirty. A few futile blind casts was had, of course, as one must, but the angler remained empty-handed. With a further 30 to 40 mils received since the outing was made, fingers crossed that the rivers have come up sufficiently for a flush and will be running sparkly clear very soon. Also, with only a single report from the Stillwater anglers, no doubt the weather kept them indoors polishing their tackle, although I'm happy to report that some fish did avail themselves to those two intrepid anglers who made it out. Two fish for two anglers in the 9 to 11 inch, that is 23 to 28 centimeter bracket. And as I say, a fish is a fish, and any day spent on the water is a good day. While on the topic of stillwater trout, news from further afield that a 78 centimeter, that is, you heard that correct, 78 centimeter, 30 inch, 15.5 pound, let me say that again, 15.5 pounds, 7 kilo fish made its appearance at the annual Swartberg Stock Theft Prevention Association Festival this last weekend. Going well beyond a trout, this is indeed a whale of a fish for Durban angler Richard Gourlay, fishing for Team Explorer Fly Fishing. Word has it that very shortly thereafter, fellow team member Sean Dixon roped in a 71 centimeter, 28 inch fish. I'm not quite sure what to say other than congrats, gents. No doubt celebrations went long into the night. On the bass front, good news is that fishing at Albert Falls is starting to pick up while Midmar continues to produce. Water temperatures are on the up from the mid-teens to over the 20 degree centigrade mark, and is cited as being the reason for the upswing in fishing at Albert's. The SA Bass Angling Association KZN Juniors event held on the weekend made the most of a gap in the weather and produced some good fish. Out of a field of 20, Jacques Bradford took the win with bags of 9 kilos and 7 kilos on day 1 and day 2 respectively, followed by Xander McCarthy and Sean Clue in third place. Well done, guys. Good to see a solid field of youngsters out and with great support from dads and other local anglers. The Umkomas River has also come up after the first rains, and the approaching river and the approaching weather system, that is, put paid to the fishing late on the weekend, but the preceding gap provided some good fish before lockjaw set in. Reports note that the bigger fish have started moving into the rapids, and with the rain subsequent from last weekend, the rivers should be looking much better and the fish are starting to move about. Reports also note that carp and barbel were active on the Umco, and I have to say that having previously caught a 1.2 meter whiskered mermaid, I can safely say that that box is ticked and they are safe from me. However, carp is still on my list though. So guys, tight lines everyone, and do stop in the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. No one could have said that better than you, and what a way to round off the show, talking about that 7 kilo trout. Absolutely beautiful, and yes, congratulations are well in order to that angler. Guys, like I said, if you want to check out that catch, check out our YouTube channel, and special thanks to Jan for providing us with that footage. Now, that rounds off our show. It's time to go fishing. If you are listening to this on a Friday morning, make those plans to get out there this afternoon. And do not let that little bit of rain deter you from the weekend, because, guys, the fish are on the bite now. If it is looking a little too uncomfortable for you, well, like our reporters were saying, go and try your hand on that fresh water. Adam was talking about it down the South Coast. Jesse on the North Coast. Definitely Jan in the Midlands. Guys, the bass are on the bite. Go and enjoy it. Whatever you're doing this weekend, whether it's saltwater or freshwater, north or south coast, just go and fish. You will be rewarded. So guys, that's it for me. Until next week, I am Vanessa Green for Angler New South Africa. When you are out there, always remember, keep that fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.